Rav Nachum Goldstein, Yitzifat Torah, 20.
Okay, so, oh, so we okay. are missing David. David. I can call it. Vevel Ayofi, Zodoro Shel Yoshua. Isha Erat Hashem, Hiti Telal, Zodoro Shel Chizkiyahu. Yes? So, saying that Chazal are describing the using the Eshes Chayil, which describe the relationship between Am Yisrael and the Kodesh Baruch Hu, and saying that the woman is like compared to the nation of Am Yisrael, and and were special generations, a lot of praise about Sheker Achei Nevel Ayofi. So they're saying which generations that occurred on Sheker Achei occurred on Doro Shel Moshe, Vehevel Ayofi is the Doro Shel Yosha. Ishai Rat Hashem Titalal is the Doro Shel Chizkiyahu. So first we will read, then we will translate that. Davar Acher, she's second explanation, Sheker Achei Vehevel Ayofi together, that's Doro Shel Chizkiyahu. אישה עירת השם מתתלל, זה דורו של רבי יהודה ברבי אליי. כן? So, we'll start another sentence. אמרו על דורו של רבי יהודה ברבי אליי, שישה תלמידי חכמים היו מתכסים בתלית אחת והיו עוסקים בתורה עד כאן. So, on, it said about the generation of רבי יהודה ברבי אליי, that they were so poor that they had to use one blanket for six people together, or let's say one sheet to warm themselves for six people. Yes, that means they are busy with the Torah even without a lot of poverty or something like that. Okay, pirush de. So the explanation for all these comparisons is ki en ikara toira kasher adam ozek batorah veyesh lo kol tov. The major way for the Torah is not when you are having all the enjoyments of the world. Yes, opposite. When you are missing all the materiality, then you can be attached to the Torah. Not when you have luxus. Luxus and Torah doesn't go together. Yes. כי אין העיקר התורה כאשר האדם עוסק בתורה ויש לו כל טוב. כי דבר זה אינו חידוש כאשר הוא עוסק בתורה. If someone has all the luxus, everything that he needs, and still is learning Torah, so it's not high level. Why? Because, okay, you don't need to work. You have at the bank enough for the next 200 years. You won't survive 200 years. So why not? לפיכך שקר אחר זה דוירה של משה. Yes? So that's why the generation of Moshe Rabbeinu is like sheker, is lie. The beauty of the generation of Moshe Rabbeinu is just lying. Yes. So what's the beauty of the generation of Moshe Rabbeinu? Dor HaMidbar. We are praising them. They were under the Amud HaAnan. They were on very high levels. They got the man, they got the Bear Miriam. They didn't have to walk on the field. So they were learning the whole day. So I would be able to think, that's the best way. That's the most praised. He's saying not true. ואפשר ויכול להיות שאינה כל כך נאה, רק שהיא נושאת חן. He's saying it might be that this generation of Moshe Rabbeinu, that they were going over the desert to come into Eretz Yisrael, is not so the praised generation. Even that they were like sitting under the Ananea Kavod, yes, the clouds of the glory of Hashem, and even that they were busy with Torah and not working on the field, even so, why? Ki doiro shel Moshe, because this generation of Moshe Rabbeinu, אף שהיו עוסקים בתורה, אין זה דבר שורש ועיקר, ואין זה אמיתת תלמוד תורה. It's not proof that they are on high level. That's not the main sacrificing for Torah. Why? כי היו פנויים מסעדות וכרמים. They were free. They didn't have to walk on the fields. Yes? והיה מן להם לאכול. They had the man every day, daily, the food waiting for them. ולמה לא יעסקו בתורה? So, of course they should learn Torah, why not? Yes, they are not hurried to nowhere. They don't have overdraft on the bank. They don't have fines to pay and taxes. No, nothing. ולפיכך, מה שהיו עוסקים בתורה, that's why the fact that they were learning Torah אינו מורה על שורש המיטה תלמוד תורה. That's not the root of the real being dedicated for Torah. והבל היופי, הבל היופי is like הבל is like nonsense. Yes, not praised. Yofi is a beauty. What means is that הבל שקר אחם והבל היופי. What means והבל היופי? אף על גב שאין היופי כמו אחן, even that the beauty is not like the חן, which is another word for beauty, but כי אחן הוא אצל הרואה כמו שאמרנו. חן is that I like this structure. Beauty is by general, yes? That objective description of beauty, okay? והיופי בוודאי הוא מקובל, הוא אצל המקבל היופי. The beauty is by the one that he is the object which is beauty. מכל מקום הוא הבל, but that's still not real preference or shouldn't be praised. Why? שאין כאן שורש ועיקר גם כן. Also by that it's not considered like real preference. גם כן רק בדבר מה הוא, רק בדבר מה בלבד הוא. Just a bit. כי אין היופי רק מבחוץ. The beauty is just what you see from outside. ואין היופי בכל, but not everything. ואומר שזהו דורו של יהושע. Yes, the דורו של יהושע, they are praised, but they are a bit better than generation of Moshe Rabbeinu, but still not the real dedication for the Torah. Why? אף על גב שלא היה להם המען from the second, first month. Up 30 days after they came into Eretz Yisrael, the man stopped. Okay? So they had to walk, yes? מכל מקום היו יכולים לעסוק בתורה, they could be sit and learn. They didn't have to walk on the field so much. Why? שהיה להם עושר גדול, because they had a lot of wealthy. Where from? Because all these nations, Kodesh Bochu sent them out of Eretz Yisrael. Knani, Chiti, Emori, Prizi, Yivusi, Girgashi. Yes, all these. The Kodesh Baruch Hu sent the help them by the wars, so they run away. שהיה להם משה גדול מביזת העמים, והיו להם עבדים הרבה. They had a lot of wealth from what was left by these seven nations, also many servants. ולכך, מה שהיו עוסקים בתורה, גם זה אין מוכיח שהיו חפצים בתורה. So also the fact that they were learning Torah, it's not proof that they were dedicated for the Torah a lot. ואין זה שורש התורה. ולכך על זה נאמר והבל היופי. So these two generations are not praised. Doesn't have the preference. Not the generation of Moshe Rabbeinu, not the generation of Yehoshua. אבל דורו של חזקיהו, the first generation, שלא היה להם אמן. חזקיהו מלך יהודה. חזקיהו מלך יהודה lived on, he was descendants of David המלך. And he was attacked by Sanherib Melech Ashur. Sanherib Melech Ashur conquered the Shomron, which was the main city of 10 tribes, and he exiled them, and he wanted to conquer Yehuda and Beis Hamikdash, and because they were tzaddikim and learning Torah, so Kodesh Baruch Hu blocked him, and during one night, 185 commanders of his army were passed away, died. So they all the rest ran away. Okay? שלא היה להם אמן. On the generation of חזקיהו, they didn't have the man. ולא היה להם עושר, they were poor. עליהם, about them נאמר, אישה יראת השם מתתעלל. זאת יראת השם, why? הוקרא יראת השם. Why is the posuk is describing the generation of חזקיהו as אישה יראת השם? כי היא, כאשר היא עיקר תלמוד תורה, יראת השם. The main point of learning Torah is not being like competition. I'm becoming brilliant. I can make competitions with my friends and beat them down and prove that I'm more clever than others. That's not the right way of learning Torah. Yes? Ki yiras shamayim miyefech hachen vayofi. Because yiras shamayim is preference which is inner, that's straight, inside the person. And beauty, shchen and yofi are the praise which are outside. Yes? About the outside, yes? So let's say on Judaism point of view, is the opposite than outside point of view. On the outside world, so people are saying, oh, this woman, she's blondine, and she's very nice, she's very beautiful, she's attractive, okay. But on a Jewish point of view, אני סליחה, אני באמצע שיעור, אני אחזור אליך עוד 10 דקות, בסדר? תודה רבה. So עיר השמיים is the opposite. עיר השמיים היא הפך החן והיופי. עיר השמיים is the inner preference, yes? כי אלו שניהם הם דבר מה בלבד. אבל עיר השם היא מעלה. עיר השמיים is the preference שהיא עיקר ושורש כל המעלות אף לתורה. כדכסיב ראשית חוכמה עירת השם. כמו שהתבהר בעניין העירה. So that shows also the that's the beginning step for all the preference of also for the Torah. It's written Reshit Chokhmah Yirat Hashem kmo shitbaer binyan ha'ira v'doro shel Chizkiyahu mipnei shehayu oskim b'Torah af shelo haya lahem hachana lekach lazeh lekach ma shehayu oskim b'Torah hu ikar. That's why that on generation of Chizkiyah, even that they had difficulties, material difficulties around, by poverty, by all the other factors, but inside they were busy with Torah, with Yiras Shamayim. ויש אומרים כי שקר החם והבה ליופי זה דורו של משה ויהושע, כי שני הדורות היה להם מחנה לתורה, ודורו של חזקיה אף כי לא היה להם מחנה לתורה, מקום מקום להם חיסרון כל כך גם כן. Saying the second explanation of Chazal was to compare the generations a bit differently. To say that the first sentence, Sheker and Vevel Ofi, both that applies to Moshe and Yeshua generations. Because both of them had already preparations for the Torah. How? By being going through the desert with God discovering His glory on them. But the Rosh Hashanah Chizkiyahu, even that they didn't have a hachana l'Torah, mikol makom lo alem chisaron kol kach gam ken. Also they didn't have the lack of the outside, aval the Rosh Rabbi Yehuda b'Rabbi Elai, that's better. Why? Hayu aniyim v'tchukim meod. The generation of Yehuda b'Rabbi Elai were so poor, v'hayu oskim b'Torah, that six people had to wrap themselves with the blanket in order to warm themselves together in one blanket. So instead they were learning Torah, ולא היה להם מחנה לתורה. ודבר זה נקרא יראת השם, כלומר, כי זה עיקר התורה. That shows about inner preference, and that's why this generation is praised. Okay, let's continue. ובפרק כמה דרך הגיגה, תנו רבונון, השלוש הדברים הקדוש ברוך הוא בוכה בכל יום. It said that the Kodesh Baruch Hu is sorry every day about three things. Al mi she'efshar lo la'asok b'Torah ve'eino oseh. About someone that is able to sit and learn and is not learning. Yes? Yes, free time. Yes, enough money. So why you are not learning? Ve'al mi she'efshar lo la'asok b'Torah ve'osek. Also the Kodesh Baruch Hu has a pity about the opposite way. Someone that must go and feed his kids and still is continue learning. And ve'al parnasa mitgeah la'tzibur b'chinam. The third one is the one that is like leader and is becoming proud and he doesn't deserve that. He becoming proud on his community, yes? Like you see these days, there are some presidents, ministers, that they make money for their offices for themselves and not caring for the nation. Okay? עניין הבחייה אצל השם יתברך אין כאן מקומו ונדבר זה במקום אחר. So to explain what does it mean that Kodesh Baruch Hu is sorry or crying, that subject by itself, it would be explained on another place. ופירוש זה קיבל לבאר המעלה העליונה. So here it comes to show the preference, the highest preference. כאשר עוסק בתורה, אף אם השעה דחוקה אליו. When he's learning Torah, even that the timing is difficult for him. ויש לך לדעת כי הבחייה הוא על דבר שמגיע אל הבוכה. And you should know that crying is something which coming to the one that is crying. כאשר יש העדר בדבר שהוא קרוב ושייך אליו ביוסף. When you are missing something which the most belongs to you. ואין דבר שהוא קרוב אל השם יתברך כמו התורה. There isn't something which is more closer to Hashem, more needed to the world, more than the Torah. לכן הפרנס אשר עליו להנהיג את הציבור, והוא שליח השם יתברך. The leader that should lead his community, and he is like messenger from Hashem. ולכך אמרו מסרת בוכס, שהקדוש ברוך הוא מכריז בעצמו על פרנס המנהיג הציבור. וכמו he thinks that the קדוש ברוך הוא is deciding on heaven, which leader will have each generation, yes? You know, part of the fact that Moshe Rabbeinu was dying before coming into the soil, it said on the Pasuk, ויתבר השם בי למענכם. קדוש ברוך הוא was angry at me for you. What it means for you? That was his fault. Also, that he was hitting instead of speaking to the rock. But the answer is that was too much difference between the level of the leader and the nation. So Kodesh Baruch Hu putting leader when he is still even that he is very high level, he is able to direct and lead the nation to become better. But when he is too much on the Olympus and no connection with his ships, so then Kodesh Baruch Hu takes him. So Shemese Tire, from here we can see ki mishu parnas al tzibur, someone that is leading the community, the public, anaga zot shayach el Hashem Yitbarach atzmo, shu manig abruim, v'parnas hu manig hu shaliach Hashem Yitbarach. Kodesh Baruch Hu is feeding the nation, but the leader is like messenger of Hashem. ולכך אלו הדברים הם גדולים מאוד והם קרובים אל השם יתברך. ועוד, כי התורה השכלית, also the Torah, which is wisdom of Hashem, קרובה אל השם יתברך, והציבור במה שהוא ציבור, והם הכלל, הם ביועסר קרובים אל השם יתברך. וכאשר אלו שלושה דברים יש בהם מההדר, כל ההדר מביא בחייה. When there is lack on these three things, of the leadership, of the learning Torah and of the leadership in the Torah, so that's why לכן מי שאין לו ואם כל זה עוסק בתורה, so someone that he doesn't have the circumstances and still is busy with the Torah, options and the opportunities and all the environment needs and still is busy with the Torah, הרי מה שאין לו היה ראוי שיהיה כאן נעדר התורה, ואם כזה היא נמצאת, הרי התורה היא יוצאת מנעדר אל המציאות. So even that normally we couldn't expect him to learn Torah and still is learning, so the Torah is coming from not existing into the reality. וכבר אמרנו כי כל העדר מביא בחייה. וכן הפך זה, also the opposite, כאשר יש לו, when he has enough money, but he is not learning Torah. הרי יש כאן העדר תורה, כאשר הוא ראוי שתהיה התורה במציאות, והעדר מביא בחייה. So that he should learn and he is not learning. So this lack that caused crying in front of Hashem. And the third one, ברנס המתגאה לציבור בכוח הופיעת חזקה. Leader, which is becoming proud with his power and his strong hand. וכוח זה אינו ראוי שיהיה בחינם לגמרי, it doesn't deserve that. כי לא עשה להם טובה, because he haven't helped him. וראוי כוח זה אלה, דר גמור. So we should cancel his power. וזה ראוי הבחייה, שכל בחייה הוא אלה דר. So crying, that means about someone, something that I'm missing. Let's say someone, woman lost his ring with diamonds. So she's crying, ah, I lost it. Okay, I think we'll stop here. Thank you very much.